Sugatsia for my friends at Casper. Years of research, hundreds of tests, thousands of iterations. The result? The latest and dreamiest in sleep innovation, including the new mattresses from Casper. Casper has done it again with all new mattresses. Waking up with back pain? Introducing Zone Support, Casper's unique ergonomic system designed to keep your spine aligned when you sleep. There's something brand new called Airscape, engineered foam layers with perforations that help regulate your sleep temperature. From bedding, bed frames, and even a dog bed, Casper has everything to build the dream bedroom for every kind of sleeper. I've been sleeping on a Casper mattress for years. I swear by it. Most comfortable mattress I've ever slept on. Anytime they have new innovations, I am in on that. And as always, free shipping and free returns. And now Casper is offering free contactless delivery. And as always, free returns. Go to Casper.com. Use code Lebatard for $100 off your mattress order. That's code Lebatard for $100 off your mattress order. Terms and conditions apply. See Casper.com/terms.
The Dan Le Batard Show on ESPN Radio.
It is the Dan Le Batard Show on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM, Channel 80. You can tell your smart speaker to play ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. One of us is Taylor Twellman, and that was a tongue twister the last time you worked with Stu Gatz, Taylor. Is that,
yep.
Is that accurate?
Yeah, we just got to TT was the easiest way to introduce me.
I'll stick to Twellman because I can stick that landing. I'm Randy Scott. You can usually see me or hear me on SportsCenter. Sometimes at 7 a.m. pre-pandemic. Right now it's noon Eastern tomorrow with our mutual friend Taylor Nicole Briscoe.
She's more of an acquaintance on my end, but yeah,
fair enough.
That's good.
Yep.
You guys are a good tandem.
Understood. Well, she's ticked that she's missing out on that. She's like, oh, you've got Taylor, and I was like, yeah, or he's got me. Let's be honest there. It's time for Straight Talk, Taylor. It's brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. And this, the top thing to talk about today, the main thing that I think we're going to spend a lot of time on, guys, I know we have Michael Collins, ESPN caddy, joining us on the show to talk about the match two yesterday, right? Talk about Brady and Tiger against Mickelson and, did I just botch that? I did. Right? What was the split? Who was Brady with?
I mean, are you serious? Right
Hold
now?
On, Brady and Mickelson. I lost track. I put the two goats on the same side. There you
I
go.
Am I, Earth. Have we met?
Stu Gatz.
I mean, it was the only thing. It's the only thing live we've watched in the last. Oh, I don't know, 12 weeks basically.
Okay, but that's where
you get to.
That's where to start though, because and we were talking about this pre-show. I watched it like I watched a lot of non-major golf. Which is to say, it was on in the background. Like I was like doing Legos with my oldest child. I was, you know, running around. Like it was just on all day, and it was so reassuring. It felt normal. It felt like the first normal thing in 3 months.
Yeah, it also though was a gentle reminder that 2020 has been an interesting year to say the least. When you have a monsoon / hurricane going right through the country club. And we don't see any, the day before the practice round, we see the pictures. It's 85. It's sunny. You're like, we're going to get everything. And by the way, a hat tip to everyone at Turner Sports for what they pulled off in that weather, Randy, is remarkable to give us that kind of experience because everyone knows any other golf event, that thing's postponed. That thing's gone. I mean, there was standing water on the greens for God's sakes, right?
Yeah.
So they put on a show. Now, did it start out the way it should or the way I had hoped? I'm going to be honest with you. No. Took you 22 minutes to play the first hole. but, boy, they had some moments that revitalized the entire experience. It delivered. It was entertainment, which a lot of us have forgotten about that. And I think when you compare it to the week before, Randy, and you know me, I'm a degenerate golfer. The week before with Rory and DJ and Ricky and Matthew Wolf, that didn't deliver. It may have for the golf fan, but not for sports fan and those that tuned in to see the Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, the Charles Barkley, all of that. It was entertaining 100% and it was a success. No doubt about it.
I'm glad you bring up the golf fan and sort of juxtapose that with casual sports fan because brand name wise, marquee names, I mean, you're not going to beat this. There's going to be a match three, right? And it might be Drew Brees, and it might be Rory. It might be some, you know, name brand guys, but it's not going to be Brady, Manning, Woods, Mickelson, even if I can't get the teams right. So to watch this, alone for the casual sports fan, that's going to draw you in. And then to see them play like humans, like that was remarkable. And you and I know, and Taylor, you're, you know, living up here in New England. I'm a New England by, you know, sort of like marriage. Like I'm up here because of marriage and because of the job. So I'm not a Patriots fan. I'm not a Brady. You know, I don't put him up on an altar. So to see him play like guys I play with, like that, Taylor, you must have watched this and been like, I could go take money out of his pocket right now.
Well, it depends though, because I'm giving him probably 10 strokes. I mean, the fact that he's an 8 handicap, listen, it showed you two things for those of you listening and watching at home. Tom Brady has never played with rain gloves. Anyone that's played golf with rain gloves knew that right away.
Oh.
Because he warmed up with no rain gloves on, put them on, and everything was in. By the way, when you play with rain gloves, Randy, the more wet they get, the better they are. He's trying to dry off the rain gloves. So right away I was like, oh, Brady's out of his element.
Oh no.
But golf is the most humbling sport to any athlete because it doesn't matter how bigger, faster, stronger you are. And yet, we did get a glimpse of his mentality because how many people, you know for sure if there was no cameras on, that golf bag and cart would have been driven into the closest water next to him. On any other day, he would have been like, I'm out, done, whatever.
Yeah.
But listen, it's for charity. We're raising $20 million. I need to keep my cool. And then you dunk it from 75 yards and rip your pants at the same time. Like, the whole experience for Brady was everything. He left the 9th green early to change his pants.
He had to. He had to.
Naturally, but think of the whole thing. Did anyone see the video on hole 4? He put his club down and it was wet and he almost slipped and like separated his shoulder. He was so out of his element.
Yeah, he was.
He
was
nervous. Also wore a knee brace, Randy. Like yesterday, Saturday, I was like, oh God, Brady's got his shirt untucked. He's got a knee brace on his right knee. Like, he looked like they were trying to play 2-on-2 in basketball, not golf. Like, he was just, he was out of his element. He was out of his element. And I think a lot of sports fans actually enjoyed that part.
Yeah, I think one of the biggest winners, take away the fact that, you know, the winning team, but one of the biggest winners in this thing was the personality that we saw from guys that maybe we didn't expect it. Like, I didn't know much about Justin Thomas off the course. I know about him as a golfer, and I know about him as one of the young guns, one of the guys coming up in the Ricky Fowler era and all this other stuff. But he impressed me with his ability to needle and talk a little trash because he felt like an outlier. And let's be real, anybody who's in that role on the same broadcast with Charles Barkley, like, you either, I mean, that's sink or swim. You either bring your game up to that level or you can just disappear and you're a wallflower for the rest of the event. And he held his own. And he did so in a way that didn't really draw some of the fire from Brady. You know, like, Brady was so focused on what Barkley was saying, which is why, like you say, when he dunked it from about 75 yards on 7 and holed out with the mic pack swinging around behind him, and this was pre-splitting his pants, that's why he didn't, you know, fire anything at Thomas. He was so focused on Barkley. So,
but there was a great article, Randy, from our Sam Borden about Justin Thomas and his quote unquote black book of friends. And when I read that article about 3 weeks ago, I then realized, oh wait, this is why Justin's on there. Barkley, Brady, Peyton, all of them he's friends with. So he's kind of found his way as a golfer out of the golfing world into that upper echelon of A-list professional athletes in our country. That Turner, when they brought him in, I'm like, this is perfect because he's the one that can call Charles Barkley fat on live TV and get away with it. Now, Charles is the easiest to get along with. But Justin was very good in that sense. He also, you know, Brady, his comment about Brady, 18 words the first 7 holes, he dunks one from 70, now he said 150 words in the last 30 seconds. Like, only someone that's close enough that can kind of twist it a little bit. Justin was perfect for this broadcast compared to match one, where Phil and Tiger, the banter wasn't there. That's the one thing I think the listeners and viewers don't understand why match two was so much more entertaining, was Peyton Manning and Tom Brady and Justin Thomas. They all delivered in the banter entertainment part where it wasn't just about the golf.
That's where Brady was human. That's where he was someone who was a little bit more, every man, a little more of a commoner because we've been in that spot. Taylor, it's probably been a while for you, but I mean, for folks like me who are out there and, okay, what do I got to the pin? I got about 85 and I'm going to hit this thing about 60. And you're like, you've got to be kidding. You know what I mean? Where you, here comes the putter throw. Like you just, you want to just decorate. You want to have a yard sale. Just get rid of your stuff.
A chip. Randy,
yes.
He shanked a chip.
But that's what I do, Taylor. That's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah, that's why you and I don't play together. That's what I'm getting at.
A, can't afford it. B, dress code. C, yes, for that level. We're going to play a little bit of what Peyton Manning did bring to the broadcast, because what little he brought, he could have brought more, Taylor. We're going to play some of his greatest hits. Peyton Manning was wired for sound yesterday. We'll also get into the beginnings of our Lance Armstrong discussion as the 30 for 30 got off the ground yesterday. Lance, a two-hour two-parter, part one. Providing some interesting details into his background. That was Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Everything for less, only at Walmart. The All-In Challenge fundraiser continues to support organizations feeding those in need by offering really cool sports experiences that you can enter to win. These sweepstakes opportunities include the chance to win season tickets to your favorite team for 5 years, or a chance to meet and have a meal with some of the top women's soccer players from the Orlando Pride, including Alex Morgan, or a chance to play in the MLB's celebrity softball game alongside celebrities and former players. Remember, 100% of the money 100% of the money raised will benefit organizations providing food to those in need. If you want to participate or learn more, visit allinchallenge.com. All right, it's time for SportsCenter on ESPN Radio. The NCAA's Board of Governors recently supported a proposal to allow college athletes to sign endorsement contracts and receive payment for other work. Now, former USC running back Reggie Bush, who forfeited his Heisman Trophy win after the NCAA concluded that he improperly accepted cash and gifts while playing for the Trojans. Well, Reggie Bush is concerned about the proposal. Bush told Playboy, quote, "Guidance is the one thing that young athletes coming through the college system miss on so much. Missed on it. They're about to start paying college athletes. This is something that has never been experienced before, and it's going to destroy some people if their foundation is not in the right place." Close quote. So maybe a do as I say, not as I did thing. Washington Nationals World Series rings are going to feature DC monuments and a nod to Baby Shark after the players nixed a plan to hold a virtual ring presentation ceremony. The champions insisted upon unveiling their ring design, and they did so on Sunday in an event broadcasted on television and social media platforms. Now, the show was planned for May 24th because of the date's significance in last year's title run, because a year ago, Washington went into that day, they were 12 games under 500. They were 19-31. Before starting a turnaround that led to the franchise's first World Series appearance and championship. SportsCenter is brought to you by CarQuest. If you're like me, you love a good stat, but there's one stat you probably don't know: your vehicle's battery charge. That's why Advance Auto Parts has free vehicle battery testing and installation with no appointment needed. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. See store for details.
Geico gets you access to licensed agents 24/7, which means that Geico is always there for you. If only everyone was always there for you. Like your mom, when you fill out really, really important paperwork on the first day of a new job.
Name? Check. Birthday? Social Security? Is that a thing? Hey, Mom, what is my Social Security number? Mom? 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 Okay, let's guess. 0017. Oh, Gemini. Hashtag. Done.
Geico. Always there for you with savings and 24/7 access to licensed agents.
Foot odor throwing you off your game? Stick to a winning game plan with Odor Eaters, featuring three advanced odor and wetness fighters. The lineup provides long-lasting odor control plus more to keep your feet on their game.
Odor Eaters powder provides outstanding moisture control. Clear drying spray is the MVP in preventing athlete's foot, while insoles work continuously to manage wetness while adding a layer of comfort. Pick up today at Walmart, Target, CVS, Dollar General, or other fine retailers.
Odor Eaters. Destroy foot odor with the best in odor defense.
Levitard. Stugatz, if you give him the choice, Stugatz, you can have the very same thing one of two ways. You could get it honestly or you could steal it. He'll always choose stealing it.
Stugatz.
Well, it's the quicker path. I mean, it's just, you know.
This is the Dan Levitard Show with the Stugatz on ESPN Radio.
He's Taylor Twellman. I'm Randy Scott, filling in for Dan and Stugatz in the shipping container, and everybody down there in South Florida enjoying their Memorial Day weekend. And that's been one thing for me, Taylor. I don't know about you, but living where we live up here in Massachusetts and Connecticut, respectively, like being able to watch from afar as some of these other states are not just opening back up, but like wide bleep open. You know, like we, like you and I both know, you know, Matt Barry and some other guys who split time with Florida, and they're going out to, I mean, dude, they're going to restaurants. They're playing full on, you know, 18 holes of golf. Like they're doing stuff that it honestly feels like a different country right now. You know
I just
mean?
Bought a condo literally over the last 24 hours at Lake of the Ozarks. I don't know about you. So,
oh, good.
Yeah,
that's
it looked
good.
Like they were enjoying the past weekend
yeah.
in Memorial Day. Is that yeah, where you're going with this or no?
No, I was going – I mean, that was an entertaining visual. But, no, I was just talking about the whole Florida experience and I was what I was going to do as a broadcasting professional, Taylor, and I'm glad you asked. I was going to bring that back into talking about the golf that we saw in Florida
yeah.
yesterday because I know that – okay, going in, if you expected anything from Tiger or from Tom Brady in the way of smack talk, you weren't going to get it, you know? Like, Brady has been wired for sound enough to know, okay, what do we know about him? He's shrill, right? Come on, Jules! Like, that's, you know what I mean? Like, he goes up a nasally octave when he's making fun of someone or ripping someone. He's not entertaining with a mic on, right? So, we weren't going to get that yesterday. We were going to get that from the other Super Bowl champion quarterback, and this is one of the better cuts from Peyton Manning when he's joking about maybe some help that he could have brought in for him in the caddy spot. Listen to this.
My partner, Brady, we were talking, he would have brought Gronkowski because Gronk does whatever Tom asks him to do. Gronk will wrestle, take a year off, come play in Tampa with me later, come caddy for me. You know, it's hard to get to him, right? But, you know, so, you know, do you bring Eli? Could do that. You bring Nick Foles, maybe.
Cheap shot.
I was thinking maybe Belichick. Bill Belichick, caddy for me. And just to see how that kind of would have worked.
You have to met the legend.
You know,
wow.
I mean, now, it might not have been good for me either, because Bill brings up bad things for me as well.
So Peyton's got a little bit of that aw shucks, like, oh, I'm not really sure. I haven't given this much thought. I'm not sure what I'm going to bring in. And blah, blah. He's a killer. He is a killer with this, with who he would have brought
in. Oh, he delivered. He delivered, Randy.
Somebody had to. I'm glad he was there.
But let's make this abundantly clear. He was not that way when he was playing.
Peyton
didn't go on. Yeah, Peyton wasn't mic'd up during games and trash talking, you know, the way you're sliding Tom. I'm curious. Like, Tom had a couple good comebacks. Like, Tom's comeback after that wasn't as strong. But he did say, you know, Peyton is a dome quarterback, so who knows how he deals with this weather. Like, he's had a couple jabs.
Yeah,
he's had a couple good jabs. You know, on the announcement of the match, remember he said he tried to call Archie Manning, and Archie Manning changed teams? Like, Tom's had a couple good slights in there that has been way better than anything Tiger and Phil have produced. Tiger's not going to do it. We know that. That's fact, not opinion. He even tried a little bit yesterday, and it's just not there. And I'm actually okay with that. You can't have all four of them talking smack. You just can't. There's got to be a little bit more of someone's got to take it and just be there, especially when you've got Barkley on the broadcast, and then you've got – you know, Justin Thomas as well. But I love the back and forth. Randy, I don't know. We have that sound with Brady and Barkley because that back and forth to me showed you that Brady's got a little bit in him where he can get back at you.
Got the turn on. Don't worry. It ain't over yet.
I think you just made him mad, Chuck.
Oh, no. I love it, though, man. He can take a joke.
Wow!
Hey, Chuck.
Chuck.
Hey, man,
Chuck.
I got that's
Chuck.
Awesome.
Shut your mouth, oh, Chuck. Man. Take a little of that medicine. Get your butt out of here.
That was it. It was get your butt out of here. Take a sip of that, and then after on Twitter, when he's like, "I thought this was champions for
yes.
charity." Obviously referencing the fact that Charles Barkley is one of the more, I don't know, famous examples of a Hall of Famer to never win a ring. So, yeah, Brady can bring it as well, but you could tell he wanted to do something, accomplish something on that golf course before he fired out some smack talk. So, holding out from 75 yards with backspin, I think that that
and ripping
qualified.
Your pants right down the seam. I mean, you we'll got the all-in experience.
Yeah. A lot of people do that. I did that on SportsCenter, and that's what we as we call a tease in this
that's
business.
Why you're home.
We got Jeremy Schapp coming up. Schapp obviously covered Lance Armstrong during his career and during his spectacular downfall. We're going to get Jeremy's take on what he saw on part one of the Lance documentary, The 30 for 30, on ESPN last night. He's Taylor Twellman. I'm Randy Scott, in for the guys on the Dan Le Batard Show on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Geico gets you access to licensed agents 24/7, which means that Geico is always there for you. If only everyone was always there for you. Like your mom, when you fill out really, really important paperwork on the first day of a new job.
Name? Check. Birthday? Social Security. Is that a thing? Hey, mom, what is my Social Security number? Mom? 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 Okay, let's guess. 0017. Oh, Gemini. Hashtag. Done.
Geico. Always there for you with savings and 24/7 access to licensed agents.
Lebatard.
Hey, Dave.
Stugatz.
What up?
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz on ESPN Radio.
It is the Dan Le Batard Show on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80, or just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Time now for your SportsCenter update. Tiger Woods and Peyton Manning outlasted Phil Mickelson and Tom Brady, one up in the match. Champions for charity as 19 million. $729,106 American dollars were raised for charity. TNT announced it would round the donation up to $20 million after the match. Heavy rains in Florida and a lengthy weather delay couldn't dampen the impact of the day, though. Thomas Warner won this year's Iditarod Trail sled dog race in March, but he is still waiting to return to his home in Norway. Warner said, Warner and his 16 dogs have been stranded in Alaska by travel restrictions and flight cancellations caused by the coronavirus pandemic, the Anchorage Daily News reported. Quote, I like Alaska a lot, Warner said. It's kind of my dream place, but I have a family, close quote. Warner has 5 children and 35 other sled dogs in Torpa, Norway. Remember, one child is equal to 7 dogs. It's kind of like dog years. SportsCenter is brought to you by Blue Emu. From one of America's most trusted brands comes a new Maximum Strength Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream is non-greasy, deep-penetrating, and odor-free. Don't let joint pain strike you out. Reach for Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Cream. Taylor Twellman and Randy Scott with you in for Dan and Stu Gotts and everyone in the shipping container down there in Miami on the Dan Le Batard Show. And we were watching last night, Taylor, not together because, you know, social distance and quite honestly, just, you know, income brackets separate the two of us. But Twellman, you watched a little bit of the Lance documentary, The 30 for 30. I did as well. And we're sitting there and we're trying to sort of, you know, view it through a cynical eye here. We're trying to view it through a critical prism and try to, ferret out what the truth is and what Lance is trying to tell everybody. So to help us do that, we have someone now joining us, Jeremy Schapp, host of Outside the Lines and The Sporting Life on ESPN Radio. Taylor, who can shed more light into that because he covered Lance.
Absolutely. Jeremy, appreciate you joining us. Obviously, Randy doesn't have my phone number. That's why we didn't watch together, and I never hang out with him. Jeremy, you do have my phone number, which is the most important thing that you're going to learn from this interview.
One of my prized possessions.
Absolutely. Top five. what did you take away from episode one last night?
Well, I'm trying to remember. I watched the whole thing last week. Episode one ends with winning the first one in 99. Is that where it ends?
Yes.
Or is it right before 99? It ends with his winning the first one in 99.
Yeah.
And then he comes back. You know, yeah, again, it's hard for me to separate part one from part two because I watched them back to back last week, knowing I'd be talking about Lance a lot. Lance a lot.
Hey, there you go.
Thank you. Look, you know, Lance Armstrong's a fascinating guy. I spent a lot of time covering him. I covered 3 of those Tours de France. I was around him before ever covering the Tour de France as well. He is as you can see in the film, he is a compelling guy. He is an intense guy. He is incredibly aggressive. I think I said this the other day. Lance, he wasn't just interested in winning the race. He wanted to win every aspect of what he was doing. He wanted to win over the media. He wanted to win over the fans. And he wanted to crush the souls of his rivals. It wasn't good enough to beat them. I did a special the other day with three of the writers who were in the film, Bobby Jewett, George Hincapie, and Tyler Hamilton. And I was looking at George's book, The Loyal Lieutenant. And he tells a story in there. It's one of those tours, I think it's 03, maybe it's 04, where, you know, the race is won. They're 2 days from Paris and going down the Champs-Élysées. It's over. Lance has got a five-minute lead on the guy in second place. There's, you know, unless he drops out of the race, there's no way essentially for him to lose. And they've got a climb at the end of whatever that is, stage 18, stage 19. And he and Johan Vermeil, the team manager, director, they say, you know what, we're not just going to win this now. We are going to crush them. We're going to attack aggressively. We want to see the rest of the peloton suffer. And you see that in the film. That's who Lance is. I mean, you know, we talked for several weeks about Michael Jordan's degree of competitiveness and, you know, whether, you know, crosses over into obnoxiousness at times, if that's the right way to put it. With Lance, it was always there, that drive to beat you down.
Talking with Jeremy Schapp, host of Outside the Lines and The Sporting Life on ESPN Radio, and someone who has spent far more time with and around Lance Armstrong as we continue to break down part one of the 30 for 30 two-part event, part one airing last night on Lance Armstrong. I was struck, and Ed Werder actually pointed this out on Twitter, Jeremy, I was struck by the distinction that Lance makes early on where he says, I'm going to tell my truth. And right. I think for those in Lance's orbit, not only in his climb, but also in this spectacular way everything fell apart for him, his truth was not often the truth. So watching part one, how much of the actual truth do you think we got?
Well, look, I think it's been 7 years since, you know, we found out from the horse's mouth what he was doing. I mean, there were many suspicions, obviously, long before that, but he admitted it in the interview with Oprah Winfrey, what he had done. You know, that was for him an effort to kind of wipe the slate clean, deal with the legal ramifications of what was coming down the pipe. I separate it into two different buckets, right? So there are the lies that Lance told because he was cheating. And then there are the things that he did to maintain the world that he had built, which is this facade of, you know, being clean and everything that came with that. He was, remember, you know, I thought when I was around him at that time, he was maybe the biggest athlete in the world, the biggest star in the world. That includes, you know, the soccer guys and the tennis players and Tiger Woods, because he was not just this incredible athlete. He was not just this once-in-a-lifetime kind of champion, but it was about the cancer movement and how he became the face of the cancer movement on a global scale. And so he had, I think, you know, it was almost a religious fervor. His fans felt for him. They didn't want to hear the accusations. They were uninterested in the suspicions. And so he felt, when he talks about his truth, I think he's talking about not only, you know, I had to do this because everybody else essentially was doing it in the peloton. You couldn't compete if you weren't cheating. That's one part of it. But protecting that by going after these people who called him on his lies, who told the truth. You know, and he didn't just say, they're not telling the truth, they're lying. He tried to crush them the way he tried to crush every other team in the race. He tried to lawyer them into pennilessness. He tried to intimidate them. He went after their lives and their livelihoods, and that's the part which I think we have to keep coming back to, which is, I think, ultimately, the much bigger sin than the cheating, which, as they establish in part one, right at the beginning, that was just the nature of the sport at the time.
Yeah, it was also, Jeremy, the manner of what he did. I'm so glad you brought up that Oprah Winfrey interview, because that's when he lost me. As emotionless as he was. Listen, it's one thing to be...
Because you didn't think he could show real contrition.
Yes, absolutely.
In that interview. Right.
So then my question for you is this, from his perspective, is this a redemption tour for Lance?
I have to think that, you know, why else would he do it? You know, he makes it clear, I think it might be in part two, you know, that he wants to be relevant. He enjoyed the spotlight. He wasn't someone, you know, who recoiled from attention in any way. And his fall was so precipitous. Remember, it wasn't just like, Mark McGwire or Sammy Sosa, as big as those guys were, because Lance was, you know, a guy people were talking about for humanitarian prizes, yep. Because of the very real good work he did with Livestrong. And now, you know, and he becomes a pariah. I mean, he can't bask in that glow anymore. So I think after 7 years, I think he wanted the world to see how he's dealt with, you know, if you want to put it this way, his comeuppance or his fall from grace, however you want to put it. But that's, you know, I don't know, you know, what else would motivate him, except maybe to help establish. I think he might think that people out there, who no longer worship him, don't worship him because of the cheating. And maybe he felt this was an opportunity to establish, hey, everybody was cheating. That part of it, you know, you should understand. And I think, you know, the other guys, the other writers who are in the film make that case. And that is the case.
Jeremy, we have to talk again after part two. I know that you've probably been made privy to a lot of this material, but we gotta get your take, because part two,
I would be happy to.
Well, thank you. I mean, this is where, you know, if it's one of those Behind the Band, or what was it? What were those?
Behind the Music.
Behind the Music, where it'd be like, and that's when things took a turn. You know, and then they go to commercial and come back, because that's where we are right now between parts one and two. So thank you for the insight, and we're going to get your we're going to get your take on the spectacular way this all fell apart for Lance Armstrong. That's Jeremy Schapp. You can see him on Outside the Lines. You can hear him on The Sporting Life on ESPN Radio. We're going to hear from Tim Hasselbeck coming up in about 10, 15 minutes time here. We'll talk NFL with Tim, but we're going to get Taylor's take on Lance, because I don't know if you were around him or you just have a crazy strong sentiment on Lance Armstrong, but there's far more with that Oprah interview that I know you want to share with people. So that is coming from Taylor Twellman and Randy Scott, in for the guys on the Dan Lebatard Show on ESPN Radio. These days, though, it's good to be prepared, and that includes your vehicle. That's why Advanced Auto Parts has free vehicle battery testing and installation with no appointment needed. Batteries start at just $79.99. They also have curbside pickup on any order. So enter the code DAN20. That's DAN20 when you buy online to save 20% on your order. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. See store for details.
Though we're apart these days, we're sharing more. So at Geico, we'd like to say thanks. Thanks for sharing your savage dance moves. Thanks for sharing your DIY haircut fails. Thanks for sharing your inner lip sync star. Now, it's our turn to share with the Geico Give Back, a 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies for current and new customers. Because we're committed for the long haul, the 15% credit lasts your full policy term. Visit geico.com/giveback for more info and eligibility.
Lebatard. And finally, abstaining from food for 16 to 18 hours a day could be key to treating a variety of health conditions, like stabilizing blood sugar levels and increasing resistance to stress.
Stugatz.
Mike, are you doing something like this right now?
I lost a lot of weight doing intermittent fasting and low carb, so now I'm getting back to it.
But how much in that 6 to 8 hour window, how much can you eat? Unlimited?
If I could just eat unlimited, I'd do that. That'd be fun.
For 6 to 8 hours.
You can't eat unlimited.
Try me.
No, I mean...
This is the Dan Lebatard Show with the Stugatz on ESPN Radio.
The Dan Lebatard Show on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM, Channel 80, or just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN Radio. If you missed our interview today with Jeremy Schapp, go check out the entire interview on demand in the Dan Lebatard podcast. It's brought to you by the Capital One Saver Card. Earn 4% cash back on dining and entertainment, 2% at grocery stores, and 1% on all other purchases. What's in your wallet? Taylor Twellman, Randy Scott, in for the guys on the Dan Lebatard Show. I saw a soccer story on Twitter here. What do you know, Taylor? What do you got on Prince? Let's see here. Kevin Prince.
Boateng?
Yeah, Boateng. Thank you. I'm glad you pronounced. What do you got on him? Are his injury? Is he an oft-injured guy?
Yeah, I would say so. What story are you seeing? You might as well give the listeners what you're viewing.
It's a tease. We might bring it up with Hasselbeck, but his wife has come to his defense and be like, you know what? He's not injury prone. He does get injured, but it's for a good reason. I'm just gonna leave it at that. We're gonna figure out a nice.
What's he doing?
Way.
A lot of mulching in the backyard, or
it
something?
Could be mulching. I've been doing some of that myself, but no, I don't think it's mulching.
There's no way you and those long arms are doing mulching.
I did
there
some mulching.
No way.
Yeah,
you mulching for your neighbors too,
dude,
from your driveway.
Listen, I got some mulching done.
Can I get a 38 extra long suit, please?
Smell as good as 38. That's a shot across the bow at the chest. Let's talk about Lance for a second because I don't run in his circle. I'm not saying you do either, but being a professional athlete at the time where he was Lance Armstrong, you know, on the marquee, Lance Armstrong, Livestrong, the whole thing. I'm curious if you ever crossed paths with him.
Yeah, ESPYs. I went to the ESPYs, I think, two straight years for the MLS category, U.S. soccer player category, whatever that may be. So that's saying 2005, 2006. And then he had a huge impact on my life because I saw what he did outside of cycling and how he used cancer and used it to motivate millions and millions of people. And so in 2008, when my career took a turn for the worse in the prime of my career and I get the concussion and I'm going through this real struggle, I started a foundation in 2013. And we literally started the foundation, Randy, I want to say a month before he went on Oprah Winfrey. And so the whole thing in that interview scarred the absolute heck out of me because there was no contrition. There was no emotion. He was cold-blooded. He was cold-hearted. And it just impacted me in such a negative way that when I was watching last night, it kind of brought up 7 years ago, 6 years ago, that those feelings that I kind of buried away. He definitely did it in a nasty way, and when you lie and cheat, you lose me, Randy. I'm out.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on that. That's, you know, people come away from The Last Dance with Michael Jordan. They're like, wow, you know, Jordan was cutthroat, maybe a little bit of a you-know-what, maybe a little bit of a jerk, but the Lance Armstrong thing takes it, just Lance takes it to another level because of all the things you outlined. I mean, doping, cheating, but then everything he did to try to destroy people who questioned him. He's Taylor Twellman. I'm Randy Scott. Tim Hasselbeck on the Dan Le Batard Show next.